Hi, good morning, Rav Oster. I hope everyone is well. So continuing here in Hadar HaRishon and Hashar HaSheni, Vim lo yoshuv ha'ish midarko hara'a v'yom ra'a. If, even on the day when a person suffers and endures tzurim, it doesn't arouse a person to tshuva. V'huchach b'machov, and he's chastised with pain. V'lo shav ad hamochicho, and he doesn't return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's chastising him. Yigdal avono, he thereby increases his chait, rachman letzlan, v'yuchpal oncho. And the onesh literally is doubled, is increased. The idea that Rabbi Yonah is introducing, he's about to prove it from the psukim in Parshas B'chukosai, is that Yisurim, which are intended to be machnia a person, and thereby arouse him to complete the tshuva, it's Rachmanu Litzlan, an act of perversion, as it were, an act of merida, Rachmanu Litzlan, for the person not to be nechla in the face of those yisurim. Hello, Sirim, Hamelech Miyasa, Es Misash, Es Miyasa, Mi Es Ashochotalo, Velo Yivaser, Yakshem Musar, the Yachbid Ulomaod. The Yisurim are designed that we should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be Nechna. And that's why, as it were, the Midas Hadin dictates that if a person doesn't respond, doesn't recognize, doesn't acknowledge, so then the lesson needs to be intensified. The cause of him at Elo Sishma Uli Vayasafti Liyasu Eschem. V'nema v'chanfei lev yosimu af lo yeshavu ki asorim. Because they don't cry out, so therefore yosimu af. They precipitate wrath, Rachman al-Litzlan. This is an example of a klal gadol in life, which is that opportunity and responsibility are two sides of a coin. They go hand in hand. On the one hand, the Yisurim represent a tremendous opportunity, in terms of arousing us to tshuva. But wherever there's opportunity, wherever there's bracha, there's also responsibility to take advantage of that and to capitalize on the gift of opportunity which is being given us. So the first reaction of Rabbeinu Yonah was describing is a reaction where a person is just sort of passive in not responding to Yisurim with tshuva. He's not denying chait, but on the other hand, he's not responding with tshuva. Even more serious is v'im lo yeda v'lo yizbonen ki hatla'os mitza'u mitnei chatov. If the person refuses to even make this correlation between yisuvim and chet, ach yoma kasha amu haplishtim ki lo yadon noga banu mikrehu hayalanu. No, this isn't the Yad Hashem. The wheel of fortune is turning. B'zos yehe ketzav olav b'nei Hashem v'yigdal avon hakat hazos mechatas hakas harishona. The first cut, the first group, acknowledges chait, but isn't aroused to address it. And the second one denies chait. Al ken kosu barishon alakat harishona v'yasafti liyasra aschem. V'kosu v'achere chen alakat ha'acheres ha'nizkeres v'im telchu im mikeri v'lo savu l'shmo ali v'gomer. Ki kol kat ha'achrona ben parasha kosher men harishona. So v'yasafti liyasra eschem I think, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, double check, make sure this is correct, Rabbi Asai, is not only that I will continue at the same level, but that I'm going to raise it a notch. I'm going to not just continue, but increase. Ki kol kato achrona b'parsha koshan merishona. V'achre chen kosovim be'edo lo stivosu v'uli v'alachtem imi keri, v'alachte af ani imochem bekeri, v'achre chen kosovim b'zos lo sishmu v'alachtem imi bekeri v'alachte imochem b'chamas keri. Perish v'alachtem imi bekeri. Just what's the tight share? What's the translation of that phrase when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says by way of indictment v'halachtem imi kebekeri kisomu mikro hu hayolano, right? Following the famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anios, so Rabbeinu Yonah says that keri means to halachtem imi keri means to attribute what happens to accident. And the happenstance. Vim eino ish makir ma'avodov ve'einenu yodea ki yesh biyodo ovan ha'shochoto. So what if a person does want to react appropriately, but he's unaware of chait? He's unaware of what chait would have triggered the Yisurim that he's enduring. All of the Fashbesh B'masa V'l'chabez Drochav. Ki'inyan Shenema Nachbas Adachinu V'nachkor. So clearly reflecting the two verbs in the Pasuk of Nachbas Adachinu V'nachkor, so Rabbeinu Yonah also speaks that the introspection consists of two parts. When we engage in a Cheshvan HaNefesh, so that there's two parts to that introspection. The Fashbesh B'masav U'l'chapez Drachav. The Fashbesh B'masav, corresponding to the Nachbasa, means to scrutinize one's actions. It means that I look at what I do, not to the exclusion of what I say and think, but I look at what I do, and as it were, I hold a magnifying glass to it if need be. I'll advise that it will only be with the benefit of a magnifying glass that I'll be able to detect what's wrong and what's amiss. I scrutinize my actions. I see what I did here was wrong. I see that what I did there fell short. I see that over here, I was insensitive to need or to opportunity. That's nachbasa. The nachkora, the hagam that Rabbeinu Yonah switches the verb to nachbasa to drachav. Excuse me. The drachav means that whatever we do, whatever acts of commission, or whatever acts of omission that we're guilty of, they don't happen in a vacuum. They don't just happen on their own. There's always a context in terms of one's own character, one's own midos, one's own habits. So the cheshbon ha-nefesh on the one hand is, again, to just scrutinize one's actions, take inventory. What did I do? How does that measure up against what I should have done or shouldn't have been doing? What didn't I do, and how does that measure up against what I should have done? That's myself. But then when a person sees ABC, a person needs to try to understand within the context of his character. So what's the shoresh hadvarim? What's the root cause? A person never just does something. It comes from somewhere. It comes from somewhere. And even if it's a momentary weakness, but there's a weakness, it comes from somewhere. And that's the darkei ha'adam, the person's path in life, his habits, his character, his midos. And the cheshbon ha'nefesh needs to happen on both levels. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for now. Tomorrow we'll try to finish our space.